welcome to Rebel Force Alliance Podcast, a podcast about Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, the mobile game. I am your host, Edinar, and I am joined tonight by the ever-wonderful, the ever-tuna pineapple-y Coleman. Coleman, how you doing, buddy?
Aloha, how are you?
I am great. I'm back from vacation, and I hate Wisconsin.
Well, who wouldn't at this point?
Yeah.
Hey, no. I have literally no snow. Like, I live in Wisconsin, and I haven't had snow on the ground in, like, 2 weeks.
Wow. Mm.
It's 50. So, wow. I'm like, all right. I mean...
So pretty much in Hawaii right now.
Yeah, pretty much in Hawaii. Same, I mean, Madison, Wisconsin, Honolulu, identical.
I might have to check this out later.
Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is that it snowed twice in Houston.
Oh, see? Yeah, who wants to live in Texas?
Yeah, for real.
I mean...
Not me.
God, no one does. I mean, they came...
Where it's 100 degrees for 8 months out of the year, and then it snows twice in Houston, which it never snows here. Like, what the fuck?
And you guys can't even win a Super Bowl.
No.
You guys can't even get to the Super Bowl.
I mean, the Packers have more Super Bowl wins at the new Cowboys Stadium than the Cowboys do.
We consistently get to the playoffs and then get destroyed by the Patriots.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. That other guy you hear is not Dave, because Dave couldn't make it tonight. But we have a special co-host tonight. He is from Dark Lords with Coleman, and that is Myth. Myth, how you doing?
Good.
Welcome to the podcast. Now, you are also a YouTuber.
I am.
So, we'll be plugging all that stuff later, but he's got some impressive videos out there, impressive teams for the new raid, which we'll be going over. So, since our last podcast, shitload of stuff has dropped.
Yes.
And to put it, yeah, no, there's no better way to put it, just a shitload of stuff. So, alright, we're going to dive right in, because we have, what, 3 new characters, 2 reworks, quality of life updates, and a new raid. I think that covers all the new stuff.
It's no big deal. Yeah. Nothing really. No.
Oh, not at all.
Nothing too big. Let's just get...
I think we can just end this podcast right now and call it a day.
Yeah, nobody wants to know about this stuff.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No. So, alright, we're going to dive right into the 3 new characters. All of this ties around the Sith raid and the new Sith characters. So the first new character, Darth Sion. This is the one that a lot of people already have. And this is a Sith tank. So it's another tank that you can put on your pelt teams that are literally everywhere right now. Just go over his abilities real quick before we dive into him. His basic is Dark Rage. It's deal physical damage to target enemy, inflict pain for 3 turns. If target already had pain, dispel all debuffs on Sion. And pain is a new buff, or debuff, that this unit takes bonus damage from Dark Sion. So, pretty straightforward there. His special, first special is Torment. It's deal physical damage to all enemies and then dispel all buffs on them. Then...
Oh my god. Are you kidding me? I thought we were done with this.
Oh, Coleman. If Coleman's not getting arrested, his house is burning down. So, but we're gonna trek on.
Or losing his wallet and keys.
Yeah, or losing his wallet and keys. Who knows? So the first special again is Torment. So deal physical damage to all enemies and then dispel all buffs on them. Then inflict pain on all enemies for 3 turns. Then reduce the cooldown of this ability by 1 for each enemy without pain. This attack can't be evaded. Okay, AoE dispel. I like it. His second special, Break Will, is deal physical damage and inflict pain on target enemy for 3 turns. This attack can't be evaded. If the target already had pain, this attack deals 100% more damage, and Sion recovers 35% protection. And then his third special, yes, he has a lot of abilities... is held by hatred. It's Sion dispels all debuffs on himself, recovers 100% health, 100% turn meter. Sion gains hatred until he is defeated, which can't be dispelled or prevented. This ability starts on cooldown, which is 15, and then when Sion inflicts pain, reduce the cooldown of the ability by 1. And hatred is turns him into a machine, basically.
Oh yeah,
it gives him
like for 40k.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's plus 25% crit chance, plus 100% defense, plus 100% offense. When this unit is defeated, they revive with 100% health and 100% turn meter. So yeah,
you really don't want him getting that hatred off.
Nope. So and then he has his one unique is his Zeta. I think that's his only Zeta, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, his Cyan has 100% defense plus 100% tenacity against enemies with pain. At the start of each enemy's turn, if they have pain, Cyan gains taunt until the end of turn. At the end of each turn, Cyan inflicts pain for 3 turns on enemies who damaged him that turn. When allied Darth Treya or Darth Nihilus are critically hit, reduce held by hatred's cooldown by 1. Okay, that's a lot to digest, but his kit revolves solely around pain. The debuff.
Well, like I would say one thing about that is just about what you just said, and it's something that we're missing currently on the team, is that every time Darth Treya and Darth Nihilus are critically hit, it reduces held by hatred, cooldown by 1, right? And that's when he really starts getting going, is when he has held by hatred. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and now we don't have Treya. We do have Nihilus. Treya is, we'll get to her later, she's a whole nother craptacular take 5 months to farm tune. But, like, everything, I've faced him, and you guys have faced him, and you guys have him. I am not that impressed by him, personally, just because he's very easy to not get his special off, if you know how to. Because if you can prevent his break will, which would be his AoE, inflict pain.
Yep.
If you can prevent that, he's not going to get to held by hatred by the time it matters in the fight.
No.
And that's the key, is if you can do that, then he's basically rendered useless. That's my mind. Now, you guys know more about this, and you guys have fought him and used him more. So, Myth, we'll start with you. What are your impressions, and how are you dealing and working with Darth Cyan?
I only have him gear 10. He's 7-star, but I have been playing around with them. And any character, I mean, you look back when Baze Malbus was released, right? The AoE remove of buffs is insane. You know, there's only 3 characters in the game really that can do that. It's Baze, B2, and Sion.
Death Trooper.
Oh, and Asajj. But
and Death Trooper.
Okay, so there's 5. Okay.
So but, we've already doubled this. So, yeah, 5 of them now, but this is a different kind of AoE dispel.
Yeah, and having it on your tank as well is super, super nice. And any tank that auto-taunts is also nice, right, without having to use a skill to trigger it. Yeah. That's also really nice. You know, and his damage so far, you know, I only have my gear 10, but it's really not great. You know, unless, like, I get into a long battle where I actually get held by hatred off, you know, his damage is really, really not that great yet. He does pair well with Nihilus. I'm definitely curious to see what it's going to look like when Treya comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Coleman, you have him at 11 or 12.
I'm at 11, almost 12.
Are you using him in arena?
Last bit. Oh yeah.
And how is he holding? I mean, you're in a very active arena shard chat. Like, what have they told you about fighting him?
Nothing.
Really?
I see a few people, but I'm not falling any farther than I used to. So.
Hmm.
So it's like, okay. The one thing I did notice though is that his damage is okay. But he's supposed to be hitting the people with pain. So that'll increase his damage by like 10k.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you're hitting the people with pain, he's going to do a lot of damage. But if you're not hitting the people with pain, it's just like, whatever.
Have you seen your team's AI on defense yet?
No, I need to ask someone to record it, but
yeah, that's what I'm curious of is he really following Payne, or is he just hitting random targets like he kind of does?
Yeah.
That's a big problem with AI.
Is that they avoid what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, exactly. That's why certain characters are way better in Arena on defense than others.
Mm-hmm. But no, the one thing I have noticed is that the Nightmare team is still missing Treya.
Yeah.
Now on the when you say the Nightmare team, a lot of people don't know what the Nightmare team is. The Nightmare team is, correct me if I'm wrong, it's Palp, Vader, Nihilus, Sith Trooper, and then Scion.
Yeah.
Okay. Who would you take out for Treya? Sith Trooper?
No, I really wouldn't. Vader. I'd probably take out Vader and put Palpatine as in the secondary lineup and make Treya the leader.
Okay.
You know, I'm honestly thinking that Palp and Vader are going to eventually be phased out of that team. Because Treya's leadership is so good. We should probably go over Treya's kit first.
Yeah, before we go into that, yeah, we'll go over her kit. But, I mean, I like Scion. It's just, I feel he's going to benefit the most in raids than in arenas.
It's funny because he doesn't benefit at all in this raid.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't know because
I've used him. You know, just messing around. The problem is that his debuff isn't unresistible.
Yeah, I know. The good thing is if you use him again in phase two, there's pain flying everywhere. So
yeah, that's true. Okay. I haven't even used him in phase two. I used him in phase three and it was awful. And I used him in phase four and it was even worse.
Yeah, the trick with that though is you gotta leave Scion with the cycle of pain on him, which doesn't help you much.
Yeah. Now, is his taunt really up all that much, or is the taunt ability kind of... It's there, but it's not really to be counted on?
He's certainly not a main tank. He kind of reminds me of Holdo in that way. Like, I think that in Arena, you're going to have to run this team with two tanks.
You're most likely a Sith Trooper.
Yeah, I'm honestly thinking that the meta is going to go towards Treya lead with Nihilus, Scion, Sith Assassin, and Sith Trooper, because... you really need him to get going, so he needs he needs good speed, and he also needs the same stats as a normal tank would, right? So you're going to need lots of protection to go with it. But at the same time, if you have Sith Assassin, she's going to feed turn meter to the team. That's why I think Palpatine and Vader might eventually get phased out of that team.
Hmm. Yeah, but now with that said, that's also probably however many months down the road when people actually start getting Treya to 7 stars. Yeah.
It may not have even been worth getting him to 7 star because, you know, without the full team, I'm not sure how great the team is going to be. Obviously, it's good enough to play an arena, but it's not game-breaking.
No.
You know?
No. I almost wonder if, instead of Sith Assassin, I might use Savage.
I've seen people in my shard with Savage.
If you were running with Sith Assassin, you know she penetrates protection, right? And if you can get a good crit, you can use his special ability, and when they're below 50% health, you'll one shot him.
Yeah, but I'm also thinking that so Treya dispels. Well, we'll go over that in a second, but he dispels at the end of his turn. And Treya's leader also dispels at the beginning of every Sith ally's turn.
Oh,
so
it's
two dispels there. Plus, he's kind of a tanky attacker.
That's an interesting idea. But who would you replace for Savage, though? I mean,
Sith. Whoever you replace Sith Assassin with, which would be like EP or something. Because the damage is there already with Nihilus and Scion. I don't know how Treya hits, but
yeah, you could go with more of like almost like a timeout team, right? Because you're gonna have Savage, which is very difficult to kill,
which we will never endorse on this show. I will never endorse a timeout squad.
I mean, you know, because Nihilus obviously, as long as you can wait until he can annihilate, it's pretty much game over.
Yeah. long as you can keep drawing those attacks, which with two tanks, you can.
Two tanks and basically an off tank with Savage.
Yeah.
And then obviously Treya's leader, which we'll go over later.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
I was just looking at Sith Marauder, see if that kick could work, but I don't know. Sith Marauder, it's just
I just don't know where he fits in.
Like, I think I saw a post today, like, it's official, Sith Marauder sucks in every game mode.
Yeah, there's no place for him. I feel bad for people who kind of bought into him.
I cannot believe they released all of these characters recently, right? Marauder, Scion, right? And they rely on debuffs, and you can't debuff anybody in the raid. Like, these new characters that we're getting, typically when a raid launches and you get new characters, obviously Visa's Mar is really good for the raid, but, like, typically when you're getting these new awesome characters, they're great for the raid, right? And, like, they released two characters in the last month that are just garbage for the raid. And
yeah. Now, I mean, Sith Marauder, his special does ignore armor. So he's got that going for him?
But you need the dots in order to really get his damage going.
Yeah, I'm just saying, he has a slight boost. I can't defend him. I just can't. So, all right, so that is Darsine. That is the first character that we are going over. Let's see. Since we talked about her so much, we're going to go over Darth Treya next. Darth Treya is kind of the be-all, end-all of the Sith raid. She's the raid reward character. So it's going to take a while for you to get her. And rightfully so. After her kit, she is appears to be on the same level as, you know, powerful as Kenobi was for the heroic AAT. So, just go over this real quick. Her abilities. First ability is Deceptive Strike. Deal special damage to target enemy and daze them for 2 turns. Ho-hum, that's a good basic, but doesn't stop there. Treya inflicts all debuffs on allies to target enemy for 1 turn. If any debuffs were inflicted, reduce the cooldown of Saberstorm by 1. And Saberstorm is her special. So her special, Saberstorm, deals special damage to target enemy and inflict tenacity down for 2 turns. If Treya has full health, deal damage an additional time and inflict ability block for 2 turns. If the target is buffed, deal damage an additional time and inflict heal and immunity for 2 turns. This attack can't be evaded. Alright. Her second special, Isolate. Dispel all buffs on target enemy, increase their cooldowns by 1, and inflict isolation on target enemy until another enemy is isolated or Treya is defeated. Reduce target allies' cooldowns by 1 and grant them protection up until the end of the encounter. Isolation can't be copied, dispelled, or resisted. This attack can't be evaded. So isolation is, you can't gain buffs, can't attack, or gain positive effects out of turn. Allies can't attack or gain positive effects during this unit's turn, and used it when it's used against raid bosses, they can't gain buffs. Characters attacking this unit gain critical damage up and health steal for 1 turn. So, some of the positive effects include turn meter gain, health recovery, protection recovery, assist attack, buffs, revive, ally dispel, health equalization, and cooldown reduction. That's, yeah. All right. and then...
A very improved fracture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And I just have so many questions about that, but we'll get to her leader and unique here. Her leader, which is her first of 2 Zetas, is Sith allies have plus 40% crit avoidance and plus 40% potency. When a debuffed enemy takes damage, all Sith allies recover 10% health. When an enemy uses an ability outside of their turn, they take damage equal to 35% of their max health. This damage can't defeat enemies. When an enemy gains a buff outside of their turn, they lose 50% offense until the end of their next turn. All right, and then her unique compassion is weakness. It's another Zeta. It's when an ally suffers a debuff, Treya gains plus 10% bonus protection stacking until the end of her next turn. At the start of each Sith ally's turn, Treya dispels all debuffs on them and deal damage equals to 5% of their max. Equals to 5% of their max health.
Okay.
Shush it. This is a lot to read. I hate you. So now I have to start it over. So Treya dispels all debuffs on them and deal damage equal to 5% of their max health for each debuff dispelled. When allied Darth Nihilus or Scion are critically hit or inflicted with a debuff, Treya gains 12% plus 12% offense stacking for 2 turns.
Whew. So, like we were saying before, with Savage, right, and with Sith Assassin, both of them are health-based, right? Mm-hmm. So, with the lead, right, you can remove 35% of the max health, right? With Sith Assassin,
I think it works like a Palpatine, though. It hits their protection first, then goes to their health.
It says max health. It doesn't say anything about protection.
Yeah.
Obviously, no one's been able to test it. And then, obviously, her unique does the same thing, right? Where it's 5% of their max health for each debuff dispelled. So.
Savage, I still think it's like health Savage, team one.
Savage could be really interesting in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could... I mean, just looking at it this way, I mean, this is the RTJ killer.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And General Kenobi, too.
Yeah. Because, like, you can't... I mean...
Abilities at a turn? Getting buffs outside of your turn?
Oh, look, General Kenobi.
Yeah.
I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, man, you could, if you went with Sith Assassin and Savage with this, you could honestly two-shot BB-8 off the bat with just those two. And be like, and you're dead. So, good luck getting Illuminated Destiny off, jackass. I hate
that. And the fact that JTR won't be able to crit.
Yep.
Right?
Pretty 40, much. 40% exposes.
Crit avoidance. That's the only way they can get exposes. And if you can't crit them, you're not doing good damage, right? And if they're able to two-shot you by the time you're getting your damage going, I mean, I see this being the end of the JTR meta once Treya starts getting into arena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just... Altering Fracture, Isolate is probably going to have the most interesting.
Isolate on its own, if you were to use that on JTR, like, the team falls apart, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of teams are running double tank with R2 and BB-8, and literally all of your damage is JTR. And if you isolate her, like, game over.
The thing I'm curious about with Isolate, though, is that in the description it says reduce target allies cooldowns, and in the GIF there's no ally there, so I wonder how that exactly is going to work.
Well, if it says reduce target allies, you get to pick the ally.
Yeah, exactly, but you also get to pick an enemy, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, that would be like the first time I think we've ever seen that in the game.
Yeah, that caught my attention. I was like, I wish they had like at least one ally next to Treya, like Scion or Nihilus or something.
You know, one thing that that I really am missing is, you know, in game right now, if you're looking at the events, you'll see that you can play, or it's already gone, but you could play all the new characters, right? Sith Marauder, Visus Mar, and Scion, but they didn't let us play Treya, and you know, I honestly wish they did, because, you know, all we have to go off is a couple of gifts at this moment of what her kit looks like. And,
and there's no damage there.
I thought it was really cool that they did that. The events where you could actually go in and practice with the tunes. I thought that was a really cool idea. I hope they keep doing that.
One thing I'm noticing on the isolation is, and this may just be me losing my shit, but... It says, all right, they can't gain buffs. And then they have a little star saying what the buffs are. I noticed Taunt is not on there. So, gain Taunt?
Probably not, because it's considered a buff.
Well, it says, buffs?
Yeah, and they made a list of all the buffs that they're talking about. And it includes turn meter, healing. So pretty much like any positive status effect.
Yeah.
But can Taunt be considered a positive status effect?
It's buff.
It's a buff.
So, yeah.
Okay. I just feel like that one would be something that they would actually list.
Yeah. I think it's very interesting on that status effect list, and not a lot of people are talking about it, but it's the first time you're going to be able to prevent health equalization.
Oh, wow, I didn't even look at that.
It's the very first one.
Not like anybody's using Cheroot or Zarus, yeah, really, anymore.
I know, but still, you never know.
Oh, no. There's a team on my shard that runs a Pelp team with Zarus.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, it's an interesting team. Does not do that well.
I'm still saying that's pretty big. We've never had anything to stop health equalization before.
You know, I was kind of thinking that maybe one of the teams that would be really, really good against Treya lead would be Nihilus lead, right? Because then you're not focusing on crits anymore. Everything's a non-crit. And and if you were to run Zarus on a Nihilus team, 20% health, right?
Yeah.
Every time they're critically hit.
Yeah, that would be a good counter. Oh, I don't know. This, like, I knew she was going to be sickening. Oh, Lord. Something froze on my computer. I knew she'd be sick once I saw her basic. And I'm like, oh, her basic dazes for two turns. But there's more sent more after that. All right, so let's keep going on that one. So, you know, like, she puts daze on and then inflicts all debuffs on allies to target enemy for one turn.
Which is insane.
Which is a basic ability. That's that's a special ability on 99.9% of all other characters in this game. Nope, not Treya.
So, I mean, I'm honestly just happy that for a long time everyone's been kind of crying out like, oh, we need some KOTOR and all this in the game.
No. What we needed was dark side metas. Like,
yeah.
Every time there's a dark side meta, it lasts for like 2 weeks. And then we either get something like Triple Cleanse or
JTR or CLS.
Bays or JTR, CLS, or Rebels.
Oh my god. We got Thrawn, and then we got 80 billion Rebels.
Yeah. Phoenix and all that other crap.
God.
I mean, obviously, I don't know if everyone here knows, but me and Coleman are huge Dark Side fans. And
yo,
we've been playing the game
hold on. I know I'm a huge Darkseid fan, but who do you have as your arena team?
Just go ahead.
You just got called the F out. So who's your arena team?
Hey, in my own defense, I have Sion 7 star. I have Palp lead Zated. I'm getting ready to make the transition back to the real dark side.
I hear a lot of talky. No, tell us who your arena team is.
It's JTR.
Okay.
And with Holdo.
What makes it even worse? Holdo.
Ooh.
He's a 6-star Holdo.
But I do.
He didn't take it to 7.
So I at least have one Empire in there. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, Short Trooper.
Yeah. I'm like, what Empire are you running on a JTR? Huh? So, all right, Short Trooper, I can see that. I mean, if it makes you feel any better, Coleman has a 7-star Wicket.
I know. He hates Ewoks too, man.
Yeah, I need
those Zetas, man. I need those freaking Zetas.
I feel he actually truly loves them. Like, he has a Ewok shrine in his living room. And he just goes out there.
So he's a closet Ewok?
Yeah. Coleman can't deny it either. So. But, alright, so back to Treya.
This is the person whose Ewoks can't even complete the Endor Escalation event. The first tier.
Correct.
Which is ridiculous because, like, mine are like gear 7 and 8.
Yep.
And my Ewok Elder is gear 11. But I auto it. I mean,
if I press the auto button, I'm done in phase one.
I mean, I have like, you know, like moderate mods on them, but like they're all mostly gear 7 and gear 8.
One thing I want to add to this is the basic, because it also reduces if any of the debuffs were inflicted. You're going to be able to most times, because Treya's slow enough, she's not going to be the first one to go. And if you can get some debuffs out there, you can reduce the cooldown of Saberstorm by one. And, yeah. Then, I mean, what is that? So it'd be three turns? Yeah, three turn cooldown for Saberstorm.
I mean, she's about the same speed as Palpatine.
Yeah.
Palpatine's 122 and she's 120.
Oh, is she only 120?
Well, I don't have her. I mean, no one has her unlocked. I don't know if anyone has. I don't know if SWGOH has it updated yet, but I don't know what her end speed is.
If she's in the game, they should have it. Hold on 1 second.
I know. I'm hopping on right now.
134 is her speed.
So she's considerably faster than Palpatine, so she should get decent turns.
Yeah. That's not a horrible speed, but it's not good speed.
No. Yeah, I mean, nothing like Darth Sidious.
God, he just goes.
Yeah, he's super fast.
She's got some beef on her. She's got like 3,200 health and 2,200, almost 2,300 power. So yeah, 3,200 health.
What's her protection?
Let me see. Are you 38,000?
Wow, man,
she's not bad.
I mean, and then you include your mods. Right?
Which like could boost it like 70k.
Yeah, she's going to be beefy. But, you know, there are a lot of support characters in the game that have pretty beefy protection.
Yeah, and to put that 38,000 into perspective, it's about the same as Nihilus. For anyone wondering out there, they're roughly the same.
One thing I'm curious of is, does she have health steal?
Let's see. 15%.
Dang!
She ain't dying.
Dude, she's going to
be... She ain't going down without a fight.
She has a good health pool, plus a lot of health steal. That's interesting.
Plus some... I mean, I know this doesn't mean a whole lot, but 47% tenacity is nothing to sneeze at either.
What's her base potency?
43%. Man, so she has 83% potency.
She is very well
with
rounded.
Her lead.
Oh, dude. Yeah. So, you know, so actually, you wouldn't even need to run a potency cross on her.
No.
Because, I mean, let's say you got just an average of 8-10% potency from your secondaries on your mods, right? You're running around 90, right? And then her lead, obviously. And with her lead, you wouldn't need to run potency crosses on any of your tunes.
Yeah.
Right.
I will say this, though. We get her from the raid. She's not good. I don't think she's good in the raid. If you look
at
her...
Yeah, because she's very debuff heavy as well.
Yeah, like, okay, her lead, plus 40% potency. Well, that doesn't mean anything in this raid. You can't stick anything anyways. And then when debuffed enemies take damage, Sith allies gain... Well, nothing's sticking.
Does she have anything that's unresistible? I don't think she does.
No. Only isolate.
Yeah. Now, isolate has a special ability just for raid bosses.
Yeah, which is interesting.
Which is can't gain buffs. Characters damaging this unit gain crit damage up and health steal up for one turn. Like, that's an interesting thing. But I actually think that's just going to make it easier.
Well, you know what's interesting is we were talking about defense penetration. If you ran her with Marauder and Sith Assassin, they both penetrate defense. So it might be good on Sion or even against Treya when she's toppled.
I was just thinking, man, throw that, like, and I know the heroic AAT is soloable now, but like, yeah. Throw that isolate on General Grievous in phase one.
No, oh, that's interesting.
No buffs then, for you.
And he can't gain turn meter.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work.
So, and this specifically says, raid bosses can't gain buffs. So, yeah.
And you know, when you attack him 7 times in a row, he gains 100% turn meter, and then he gets the buff. That is really interesting.
Now, by the time we get her out and get her up to 7 stars and do all this stuff, like, people are going to just be autoing the heroic AAT almost. But, I mean, it's interesting to think of it that way. So, I mean, I love this character, but I won't get her for probably a year.
I think in phase 3 of her, AAT, Sion will be really interesting with her.
Oh, yeah.
because the you can't counterattack, right? When you have that buff isolate. Up. So yeah, with isolate plus Thrawn, right?
Mm-hmm.
The B2 will never be able to counter, which is where he gets most of his turn meter from. And then he also can't gain the offense up either. And then you'll be able to put Pain on 7 potentially with the droids and the B2. You could have Pain on 7 tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I tried that last Heroic AAT, and it works a little bit, but it is missing Treya.
Well, yeah, you need Treya for the so that you can't be countered. Yeah.
But you did get that hatred off almost immediately.
Oh man, yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, so we'll move on from Treya, and go to our next new character.
To the underrated character.
I think she's underrated, but I don't think she's underrated compared to the other two. I think the other two are better characters than her.
Oh, yeah.
But I think she just is, like, the redheaded stepchild of the three new characters released. Like, it's like, hey, look at this shiny new thing, and her. Like, aww. So the last one is, is it Visas Mar? Yeah, Visas Mar.
Just Visa.
Visa? I'm just going to call it Visa. Okay. She is a light side healer. So, and she is very much FU Sith. So, her basic, Telekinetic Blast. Deal physical damage to target enemy and dispel all debuffs on Visa and another random debuffed ally. If the target is Sith, Visa and her lowest health ally also recover 25% max health. If any debuffs were dispelled, reduce the cooldown of dark healing by 1. Alright.
Mm-hmm.
And her first special, dark healing. Deal physical damage to all enemies. All allies gain health steal up for 1 turn. And recover health equal to 35% of Visa's max health. If Visa is at full health after using this ability, revive a random defeated ally at 50% health. That's an 8-turn cooldown, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And her other special is Piercing Strike. Deal physical damage to target enemy and grant all allies defense penetration up for 2 turns. This attack ignores protection. And that's on a 4-turn cooldown. And her last is her unique. And this is her only Zeta. It's while Visa has no debuffs, she has 100% counter chance and a 60% chance to assist when another ally attacks Sith enemies. Limit once per turn. That was added. And I think that's it.
And she is perfectly built for the Sith raid.
She is. Now, there was a lot of people who fell madly in love with her. And that's because her unique was broken.
Yeah.
And she was attacking like 5 times in a row. So they added that limit once per turn. So she got a minor nerf, but it just wasn't working as intended and they jumped all over it. I mean, I like her kit. I really do like her kit.
I mean, every single phase of the Sith raid, you need a healer. And the fact that she can revive, I mean, there are a lot of times where she can turn your raid around just by getting the revive off. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes you'll lose a crucial character, you know, not to Annihilate or something, to where they can be revived, and then she revives them. I mean, she's a crazy good character. And then obviously she has all of these Sith abilities.
Yeah, like her basic is basically like a nonstop heal. In the raid.
She's always going to be using that, because in the raid, it's all Sith allies, so she's going to be constantly assisting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, she's slow as shit.
But doesn't really matter.
She doesn't really need to be. Yeah, and the fact that she gives 30% health and health steal up, I think the health steal up is really cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
So she can really... she can heal outside of her turn, basically, that way.
Yeah, I like her dark healing is one of the more unique. I mean, I don't think we have an AoE damage, health, and revive all in one ability. Like, it's just, it's really weird to think, alright, she has an AoE damage ability that also is an AoE heal, which is also a revive. Like, that just seems insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just weird that you would have all three of those in one ability.
I feel like she's definitely going to be the best healer in the game so far.
There's not a lot of really good healers out there.
Yeah, I mean, Baris would be much, much better if she could at least do some damage, you know? Like,
yeah.
She hits like a wet noodle. And the videos I've watched of Visa's, she can hit up to like 15K.
Yeah, but we also got to remember how true are these videos.
Yeah. Well, we have some people in our guild that have her 7-star. I'm waiting to see them get them to gear 12 and see how she does in the raid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm sure she'll be great in heroic because from everything I've heard so far, is heroic is a lot of damage, and she can do some crazy good healing. So I mean,
she'll be really useful, especially against Nihilus, I think.
Yeah, that first phase of that raid is just not fun.
So you can go underneath protection, heal up because he's always tapping your health, not your protection.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that is the third character that got introduced. Now, with these three characters, we also got updates to two characters. So, the first one is Nihilus. They added onto his unique, so he would have more synergy with Sion and Treya. They added to his unique Wound in the Face. And Wound in the Force. So the original says at the start of each of his turns, Nihilus has summoned 100% based on ability level chance to inflict damage over time for two turns on a random enemy that doesn't have any debuffs. If all enemies are debuffed, inflict damage over time on a random enemy. At max level, at the start of each enemy turn, Nihilus inflicts health down on them for two turns. What they added was when allied Darth Sion or Darth Treya are inflicted with a debuff, Nihilus gains 10% turn meter and 30% plus 30% max health stacking until the end of the encounter.
You know, and I wanted to say something about that because I was talking about Nihilus' lead earlier in the show, and that right there would be incredible with Nihilus' lead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because 30% stacking every time a debuff is applied to any of the three. Right? And then he also gets 10% turn meter. And we all know when he starts getting turn meter, guess what? He gets annihilated faster, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It spells the end of, like, this ability would spell the end of Vader. Because you're not going to want a force crush.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because, I mean, you'd get...
I've already seen that happen firsthand, where the enemy force crushed me first, and then Nihilus was the first one to go. It's like, haha.
Yeah. The whole turn meter stuff with Palpatine leads is a very sore subject for me. Still bitter.
Well, imagine when you have all three of them together, right? Let's say you're going against Vader, right? And he puts debuffs on all three. That's 30% turn meter and 90% max health. And if it's Nihilus' lead, right, he gets his protection as his health. So he has this enormous health pool. And then add on another 90%. And that's just from one move from Vader.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, all right, whatever you do, don't kill Vader. We want him to do Force Crush again.
And then from Nihilus' leader... you get 150% health steal.
Yeah. That's that would be pretty ridiculous. I mean, even just without, like, now granted, with Treya, it's obviously more powerful, but even a Nihilus lead with Sion now, that would be ridiculously powerful.
Maybe we need to test that, Coleman.
Yeah.
Do you have Nihilus' lead, Zeta'd?
I don't have his lead Zeta. I never bought it with it. Because by the time I got Nihilus 7 started, he was already kind of falling out of leader meta.
Yeah.
And I needed better... I decided to use Zetas on Krennic and Death Trooper instead.
Okay. Then... The other thing we got changed was Sith Trooper got a very small change, but massive in terms of how he plays, is Sith Trooper gains defense up and taunt for 2 turns at the start of the encounter. So he's an auto-taunter at the beginning of the match.
For 2 turns.
For 2 turns.
Yay!
Yay. And then he's going to get taunt up more after that. But he starts the match out with taunt. That's awesome. That means they can't go after your squishies right away.
Well, that was the main thing with him was that, you know, when they were using when Zol was the meta when he came out, right? Mm-hmm. All the Sith would be stealth, so it didn't really make a difference, right? But like now, trying to fit him into any other Sith team, he just really didn't fit. And this pre-taunt for 2 turns is really big. And I almost everyone on my arena shard is running him. And at gear 12, he is just a monster. He has tons of protection. There's a guy on my arena shard that has 100k protection, and it takes forever to melt him down. And again, you know, it's with Nihilus on these teams, it's all about you got to get rolling quickly. You know, because if Nihilus gets annihilated off, the game's over.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, something else I was thinking about with all this, with the Nihilus lead and health is I think Mother Talzin might be able to fit in this team, too, if you're running Sith Assassin and Savage. And then if you're spreading Plague as well, there's a lot of health-based damage there and you're bypassing protection.
Yeah, that's very true. That could be scary.
I think we're in for a big meta shift. Finally.
Yeah. I can see that on the way. It's just like we said before, with Treya not coming out for the foreseeable future, really. Like, we have her kit, but for the foreseeable future, she's not going to be available to us. Or the vast majority of people in the game.
Yeah, and Heroic is really, really difficult. It's gonna take a while for guilds to catch up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I say, like, I hope to have Treya within a year. At 7 stars. At 7 stars. It's one of those things where how many months will it take to unlock it if you're clearing every few days?
You know, you bring up something that I just thought about that we should talk about is the Sith raid and the rewards.
Yeah. I forgot about it. I wanted to put that in the back of my head. I was like, I don't want to think about it.
Okay. Man. The rewards, I don't know. You haven't gotten yours yet, have you?
I have not, no.
We've seen screenshots of Heroic. And obviously we had ours last night. And the rewards are just awful. Like, you get anywhere between, like, 1 and, like, 15 a piece of salvage. You get, like, 7 pieces of salvage. But, like, we had, like, a bunch of people that were getting, like, 1 salvage, 2 salvage, 3 salvage. And it's all junk.
So you're basically getting territory war rewards.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's very similar.
That doesn't seem worth it. I'm shocked they did not put Zetas into the Heroic.
I'm surprised even Heroic, like, it's really garbage rewards. And you know, something that I was thinking about last night was, like, you know, with territory war and territory battles, like, everyone gets the same reward, right? I kind of thought that they were going to finally move away from the tiered system, but it's basically the exact same tiered system as Heroic AAT. And and the people at the bottom get shafted the most.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So, all right, well, we brought it up. Might as well start talking about the new Sith raid. I don't think we're not going to go into all the abilities at each phase. But we'll just say, first phase, Nihilus. Second phase is Sion, right?
Yep.
Third phase is Treya. And then fourth phase, I have not seen yet. Is it all of them?
It is all of them. You face Nihilus and Sion at the same time. And that's the beginning of it. And you can, if you choose, focus one at a time, right? And if one dies, then it's just you versus Nihilus or you versus Sion, whichever one you chose. And that does make it a lot easier. And then once the last one is defeated, you face Treya again.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And Coleman, didn't you get to see the ending scene?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So basically, you beat Treya. She falls in the hole, and then pretty much this big red orb that looks like Sion's special AoE comes up out of the hole, and you win.
Anticlimactic.
Wah wah.
Although I will say I appreciate the cutscenes they have. I appreciate the artwork they have so far. Obviously, I think the Sith Triumvirate is something really cool, something I'm kind of surprised that they were willing to do. So I give them major props for that.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I think we've said this every time we've gotten a new characters. Just their art and their gameplay, like the game mechanics.
Yeah.
The abilities are like, not like the actual written abilities, but like the visual aspect of the game, they're just killing it.
I completely agree with that. That was one of the main reasons why I bought Sion, was because...
Yeah, Sion looks amazing.
Looks amazing.
Incredible detail there.
Oh, dude, Treya with the three floating lightsabers. Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's a thing of beauty.
That is...
Somehow they pulled it off, and I was like, oh my god.
Now, so... I wanted to talk about teams to use in this, but I hate to say it, there's some mixed match teams and people are still working out best teams, but essentially it's if you need Rey. If you don't have PT Rey.
Both Reys.
Yeah.
Both Reys.
Mainly PT Rey. If you don't have her, you're not going to do good. Like,
not really, no. And I'll say something there. The best we've had in our guild so far was 12 million, without some of the bugs that we've seen. But and JTR and Scavenger Rey and BB-8 and R2 and basically any phase is the best team, which is bizarre.
Yeah, and it
almost makes me wonder if they did this on purpose.
It's like, hey, Sith raid. Yeah, except Sith kind of suck in this raid, so go back to your Rebels.
Like, I watch Rebels.
I've seen people with Titan teams do, like, 1 million.
I will say that the one other team that's pretty much good in every single phase is Troopers and Thrawn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're like basically the second best team in every phase, and abilities like Deathmark or percentage based attacks deal massive damage, and I heard that doesn't work out as well in heroic because there's less total health, but Death Trooper in pretty much every phase is fantastic.
Yes, Death Trooper is one of those plug in to a team. He's just gonna make your raid team better.
And also his death mark is unresistible. You know, the only thing that can happen is it can be dodged.
Which happens kind of often.
It does. Well, I mean, we're talking about troopers here. I mean,
yeah, but if you watch the movie, they're like,
no
on point.
No. No one has ever said a trooper's been on point with shooting.
Yeah.
Ever.
We're gonna remove your Empire badge.
Yeah.
The Death Trooper is a marksman. He hits everything.
Yeah, and Stormtroopers literally have to go through massive amounts of training. And they still can't shoot 5 feet in front of them.
Well, that's why they expose.
No. You're not going to convince
They miss or don't get a critical hit and they expose.
You're a dork. One other thing, let's see here. There's a couple of other things that happened with this raid is They've changed, what is it, Luminara? She's now considered a healer.
Yeah, which is strange.
Well, because
I forgot she wasn't considered a healer.
You know, I bet you the reason they do that is mostly for phase four. And I'll go over this real quick. In phase four, support and healers are able to cleanse all three buffs, pain, suffering, and the stacks on Treya. So support tunes are vital in the last phase, and there's not many healers either, especially, you know, if you're going through heroic and you can only use a tune once, right? Mm-hmm. Most people, for the most part, they only have Baris as like their only healer. Like hardly anybody has Luminara or Jedi Counselor leveled, you know.
God, Gear 12 Jedi Counselor.
Yeah, Coleman, I was just about to ask, what's yours at?
You don't want to know.
Is it 11? Yeah, is it 11?
Mine's Gear 9.
Where is mine? He is Gear 9.
Okay. That's actually lower than I figured, Coleman. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. I'm actually working on Anakin right now.
Because, you know, Jedi are real good in this. Oh, wait.
I have a feeling we're going to see something happen with Jedi soon.
I have a weird feeling, too.
Because why would they go out of their way to give Grandmaster Yoda and Anakin special buffs for the raid, right, when they're garbage?
Because...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We've been saying that we've been seeing something for Jedi on the horizon since I started the game. So, November 2016, I've been hearing... Oh, yeah, this Jedi rework's coming any day now.
I will say that when Qui-Gon Jinn got his Zeta, there was a quick Jedi meta there for a while, but that's the last we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, that lasted for about a week or two.
Yeah, it did not last long.
Which, I mean, I've been meaning to work on, like, Grandmaster Yoda for 2.5 years now, 2 years.
Dude, he's probably one of the easiest characters I've ever leveled up.
Yeah.
He's that, like, I got him to, I think he's at 11 for me now, and, like, I hit gear 10, and I'm like, oh, 6 greens. All right. I don't know if I want to give up any good pieces. I'm like, oh, so.
Him and Mace Windu.
Don't need to, like, do that, so, all right.
Mace Windu was the easiest character in the game, I think, for me to gear up.
Anakin's a piece of crap.
We should talk about this, I think, with the raid. Obviously, we're talking about those raid bonuses that some characters get. Mm-hmm. One that really pops off the page to me is one that's called Capture or Kill. Whenever an enemy is defeated, all bounty hunters gain 20% critical damage stacking until the end of the encounter.
Yeah, especially, say, for Darth Sion's Phase 2. There's three or four enemies back there.
Oh, yeah. He pretty... And phase four too, right? You get you have both Sion and Nihilus who are able to res the adds, right?
Yep.
And oh wow, you know, I wasn't even thinking about it, but Treya, every time she has three lightsabers,
swords go down.
Yeah, the swords go down, she gets toppled, right? There's something there, man, and you know, we have the bounty hunters and territory battles. And we don't have many bounty hunters that are viable. I mean, I think the writing's on the table with the Jedi and the bounty hunters.
Oh, yeah.
I have a theory on not bounty hunters, but relating to bounty hunters.
No, he's not coming to
the
game.
No. Fuck off. First off, Hondo will be in the game eventually. But that is not where I was going with this. Did you see who is the logging character?
Stormtrooper Han.
And Stormtrooper Han is a...
Is a bounty hunter.
Is a scoundrel.
Oh, a scoundrel.
All bounty
hunters
are scoundrels.
Way to know your tunes, Smith.
Hey, be quiet. I just know I can use them in the credit heist, okay?
So I'm honestly... I was thinking more along the lines of a scoundrel rework. Which does entail bounty hunters, because all bounty hunters are scoundrels. Make sense?
Wouldn't it be interesting if we finally got a good scoundrel lead?
Hondo.
Well, I mean, I honestly, with the new Han movie, right?
Yeah, in, I mean, we're gonna get our fifth.
Hey,
we're gonna be able to make a full team of Hans. They're all scoundrels,
and we're gonna get a new Empire character or two.
Maybe.
You know we will.
Hopefully. I just want Woody Harrelson in the game.
No. No.
Yes.
Mm-mm. No.
Nope.
Yes. Never. Woody Harrelson, and then chick from Game of Thrones.
No.
Emilia Clarke. They'll be in the game.
Oh, please no.
Yes. No.
You know Disney though. They might pull that off.
Yes. And then her special can be Drakkar, and then it just brings down like a flame. Am I going like super nerd here, combining Game of Thrones and Star Wars?
No, because we all have a special place in our heart for Game of Thrones at this point, let's face it.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah, they could totally do that. Along with like Big Pimpin' Lando, and then the fifth Han, and Woody Harrelson.
You know,
and then another Chewie. So another Chewie we can have that really has nothing
aside,
which is
since
like
we still haven't got the original Chewbacca.
Yes, since we don't have the Chewbacca everyone actually wants.
Can I just say that them using this new character for Han Solo that looks nothing like Han Solo.
It looks his like name's Jack like Black.
His name's like Alden. I don't. I can't even say his last name. It's German or something.
It looks like Jack Black.
Yeah, he looks nothing like Han Solo. It almost makes me not want to watch the movie, but because it's a Star Wars movie, I'm going to watch it anyways.
Yeah, it's going to be like, yeah, you'll watch it.
I mean, I feel like they could have picked an actor that looked a little bit like him, you know?
Like Harrison Ford, just a hair.
They could have used Harrison Ford and just CGI'd him. I'd be happy.
They're not going to CGI a young Harrison Ford.
Because if you do CGI Harrison Ford, he's still going to have the Kylo Ren's lightsaber sticking out of him.
Like, shit, knew we forgot something.
Oh, how do we get rid of that lightsaber? Shit.
But yeah, no, Woody Harrelson, new meta.
It's going to be really, that's a load of crap, and shut up.
It's going to happen. What do you have against Woody Harrelson?
I mean, I feel like we're gonna get Emilia Clarke. Right?
I feel she's probably a big enough character in the movie.
I feel like that's why they cast Emilia Clarke, so they can put her in this game.
I completely agree with you.
Do you think she controls dragons in Star Wars?
Yes.
You know there is a Star Wars dragon.
See?
Did you know that?
I did not, but I bet you she's in charge of it.
I'm going to put a link in here, but Kratie, there's actually a guy in our guild called Kratie, but there is a Star Wars dragon, and yeah, maybe Khaleesi will have a Kratie to her name.
You know what's going to happen? I'm calling the plot of Solo right now. Emilia Clarke and Alden Ehrenreich become a thing, and then at the end it's spoiled that they're actually cousins. And she's like, shit, I can't get away from a show where I don't sleep with my cousin.
Oh, God.
Too much? No? Alright.
No.
I mean,
instead of Han Solo, could, it could be Han could, Snow.
She could be, you know, she could be typecast as, you know, being from the deep south. How the hell did we get on this
subject?
But they have to have
sex on a ship.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you got to christen the Millennium Falcon somehow.
Yep.
Oh, God.
How do you think those walls got so dirty?
Well, actually, this is going to be in when the Millennium Falcon was new, right?
Yeah, but they eventually have to get dirty.
Yeah, this is how they christen it.
Yeah. See, we should just be writers for Disney. We'd get fired in like 2 hours. We'd walk in and be like, so they're cousins and they're banging. And they'd be like, get the hell out. Coleman, stop judging us over there. You love this plot line.
Unless you're reading about the Krayt Dragon. So.
Okay. Alright, so we'll go over some of the normal content update stuff. basically all the normal packs and bundles are out there.
Can we all just say amen to Sims and Galactic War?
Oh my god, I was going to say the same thing.
Greatest thing ever.
It was like the greatest feeling in the world.
I first said button, I was like, what do I do with the rest of my life now? Hold on a minute.
I know, like literally, if I play an hour a day, half of that time is Galactic War.
Yeah, so, and I know for people like you two, sim tickets, they're not an issue for you, but for a lot of people, sim tickets are an issue.
Get better in Ship Arena, because guess what? You get 150 from there.
150.
Yeah, like, I got that, and I'm like, all right. I use like 50 a day now, 60. All right.
What do I do with the rest?
Well, yeah. So I'm like, I'm fine with that. Now I don't have to worry about getting sim tickets. Because, like, I was starting to dwindle.
Now it's like, well, I don't care anymore.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I get 150 a day. Cool. Don't give a shit about that anymore. But, yeah, that and the Galactic War. Whew, so nice. But yeah, so they have all the new packs and bundles. We're not going to go through them. The only one I will point out is the Darth Nihilus Sith Trooper Sith Assassin one. You get 55 shards of each one of them, plus you get a bunch of good gear. Like, you get
all the best pieces of gear, yeah. Pretty much.
Like, oh god, I can't even remember what it was. I think it was
I'm actually looking at it right now. Hang on. It's you get 10 omegas, which to me omegas are like the most valuable thing in the game right now.
94 and, I'm up to.
Say that again.
I'm up to 94.
Wow. Yeah, I'm pretty much always at zero. And stun gun, Carbonti, stun cuff, the boom boxes, the MK7 Mersan shields. And the MK4 Baktika gel.
Yeah, that's all really good gear. All that plus 100
and 4 million credits.
Yeah, and then 100 and, you know, what is that, 165 shards? So, yeah. And it's what, $69.99?
Yeah.
I think it's a good
one of
pack.
The more expensive packs, but I mean, just the gear and Omegas themselves would be about that, right? Because it's about 1,400 per piece. That's 40, 45 bucks plus the Omegas. Yeah, I mean, that's a really good deal.
Yeah. So they have that. Then they have all the other normal ones. So not getting into that. The other change I will add is limited time mod store rework. So what they did in the mod store, it's they increased. There's no longer the 1, 2, and 3 dot mods. It's all 4 and 5 dot mods. And none of them cost crystals. All of them cost either regular currency or ship currency. This is awesome and the fucking devil.
Yes,
at the same time.
Whoever made this update, all I gotta do is just...
No.
That's it.
No, I will not applaud them.
I love it.
No.
Now, I want to say something here is that you know... that after they do this, and everybody's wasted all their credits and all their ship currency, we're going to get level 90. we're going to get new capital ships that cost 25 million ship credits to level.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then they're going to... And then just to put a cherry on top, we're going to get 6 and 7 star mods.
I think that would be the ultimate, like, slap.
The ultimate... Fuck you.
No, Coleman, I
the ultimate... God.
I think you were away when I was explaining my mod story to Myth before the show. So I bought 2 gold triangles with speed secondaries. One was a potency crit damage, the other was a speed crit chance. Both with speed secondaries. Not one of the speeds moved on either one.
You want to hear something funny?
So,
you know,
F off.
I actually got better mods. And by the way, I got to give him another round of applause for the Scion and the V-Sys Mar, where they gave mods on every stage. And even though they're blue can be great, because if you get 5 speed on there to begin with, and then it hits twice, it's like 15 speed. And those are fantastic mods. And I actually got 2 15 speed mods from those events.
Yeah. I was happy because I bought a ship credit one and it gave me my fifth or sixth 20 speed.
You have 6 20 speed mods?
Mm-hmm. That's how I went Darth Sion with 275 speed.
Let's just go ahead and throw this out here. Fuck you.
Right? Dude, I say that to him all the time, and I think it's getting old for him. He's like, yeah, I'm used to it by now.
Yeah. I also got a couple plus 18s, too.
I got nothing over 10.
Yeah, I have great mods, and I only have 3 over 20. He has twice as many as I do.
So that is going to be around for a limited time. Who knows when it will be going away. But we're probably almost all out of all forms of credits. So it's not like it's a big deal anymore.
Back to hoarding.
I guess that's it. They didn't come out with a what's ahead.
Yeah, which is strange. But I mean, like,
what's ahead?
To be continued. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Or what's ahead? A new raid. How about that?
Stay tuned.
Now, we did talk before that the heroic raid's actually already been beaten.
Yeah. Twice.
Oof.
I'm checking right now, actually, to see if anyone else has beaten it.
Like, and I will say this over and over again. I have played a lot of games in my life with PvE content, like raids dropping.
Oh, wow. What the heck?
What?
Some guild called Neo Dark Force Peru.
Are they from Peru?
I doubt it.
It looks like all three Team Instinct guilds beat it. And then there's this random guild that beat it.
I think we know what we're doing in the next couple of days.
What's that, Coleman?
I think we're going to beat the raid.
I think we are too.
Yeah. But like I was saying, like I've played enough games where they have PvE content and they have raid races and stuff like that. And to release a raid and it'd be like, all right, 3 days later, and it's already been beaten on the hardest difficulty. I feel they could have tuned it a little harder. Put a little bit more strategy into it. Like, didn't Heroic AAT take a while for it to be beaten?
Not really.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I remember them having to, like, nerf it hardcore so people could get past the first phase.
It did get... Normal got nerfed. I don't... They made some changes to phase... To one of the phases, I think, in Heroic AAT early on, but... Team Instinct, and at the time, I think it was Team Skunk... cleared it within like the first 2 days, 2 3 days.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I had thought that one went on for like 2 3 weeks.
Mm. Yeah, and Rancor was beaten pretty quickly. Yeah. I think it was within 24 hours.
Oof.
Yeah. But Rancor's, even now, it's just not a big deal.
No.
So, okay. I'm going to leave the show questions we were asked because we're recording again in a couple days, so I'm going to leave the show questions for then. Do you guys have anything else you guys want to say about all this new content?
I'm just surprised. You know, we went, after Heroic AAT, we went almost a full year without any real content. And for them to come out with Territory Battles, Territory Wars... And then, you know, a second iteration of Territory Battles with Dark and Light Side, and then a raid. And this is all within December to now March. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't see them continuing this for that long. I mean, this is just a lot of content all at once. I know a lot of people have been saying they've been kind of overwhelmed so far.
Yep.
Only thing I can see coming out next as a big thing is like Jedi Luke or the next iteration of the Territory Battles.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that has to be where they're going. We're probably going to get maybe like one more thing before The Han Solo movie comes out, but I mean, you know, when it typically comes time for the new movie, they're quiet for a while until the movie launches, and then they drop a whole bunch of characters. But I would have to think that sometime after May, when we get the Han Solo movie, possibly Bespin Luke.
Yeah, because you know that's gonna be around the time of May the 4th be with you.
But... Oh man, oh yeah. Who knows? Maybe we get Luke in May.
Yeah, and
the Han Solo movie.
And last time, I think what week was that? Was that Star Wars Celebration week that we got R2?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I expect a legendary and, or
yeah, legendary characters are typically every 6 months, right? And yeah. We got Rey December 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 months from December, right? We're looking at June. I mean, May is a little early, but I mean, for the movie,
I mean, they could announce it saying, hey,
oh yeah, that too. You know, they could just say like right during that time, or May the 4th maybe, or
yeah,
or
here's like the official unveiling of the next hero's, hopefully, villain's journey.
I'm hoping it's a legendary journey.
I hope it is too.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I guess we'll all kind of know more in the next coming weeks what kind of teams we're going to use for the raids. More whatever hoopla is going to be out there. One place you can go to find out stuff like that might be somebody's YouTube channel. Cough, cough, plug away, Myth. Cough, cough. That's your cue.
Are you going to put the link in, yep, in the podcast? Okay.
Yep, I will put the link in.
I just finished with the phase 4. I have teams from every phase currently. I'm working on doing the voiceovers for the other phases. But I have one up currently that's the 12 million damage run with JTR in phase 1. And I'm just about to finish the voiceover tonight, so that one will be posted soon too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, and then we'll include that with all the podcast stuff when this is up and live for all of you fine folks out there. Kid, are you on any other social media sites where they can follow you at? Or
I do post regularly in the SWGOH Facebook pages, but that's about it.
Okay, I don't use Facebook anymore. It's Facebook. Facebook has become this weird thing. It's like, do I want to use it to keep up with friends, or do I want to use it to keep up with family? Because I can't do both. Because it's like, do I have a drunk friend putting stuff on my wall, or grandma putting stuff on my wall? They can't be both. I'm weird, I know. Forgive me.
Are.
By the way, the worst thing to come to this update, by the way, is they fixed the ships where they it now tells you when you can add something onto someone. And so now that has like the 3+ on mine, because I haven't put any ability max on my Mace Windu ship.
Mm-hmm.
So now it does that with the characters and the ships, and that annoys the living hell out of me.
Oh, it does on me too, man. I hate
it. So what, the lag on the ships?
No. You know where it says like +3 on the little icon?
Oh god.
Yeah.
And now it does both ships and characters, which is really annoying.
Yeah. So they allow us to delete stuff. Yay, delete in game mail. But then you have this, and I'm like, oh, my OCD is being tested. Very much tested. But I think that should do it for tonight's episode. Mitt, thank you for joining us tonight. It's a pleasure having you on.
Thank you for letting me join.
Yeah, Coleman, you know, I guess it's okay.
You know, I'll see you next time.
Yeah, I'll see you next time in like 4 days when we record.
You know, two or three days. Whatever.
I mean,
we missed one thing.
What did we miss?
What's up? Multi-sim credit heist now.
Oh yeah, you can.
Yep.
I guess that didn't even register with me.
So you can get your disappointment all at once.
God, I've gotten 2 10 mils from that, and I haven't seen it in like a year.
I've gotten one.
I've been getting 1.5 lately. I usually always get 2.5, and the game's just been ever so nice to me lately.
Yeah. Gotta love when it's oh so nice to you.
Mm-hmm. So, until next time, all, enjoy, have fun, kill some Sith, play some Sith, and then kill some more Sith. Have a good night.